Regina, provincial reaction has come swiftly following the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Provincial leaders have issued their statements on the passing of Her Majesty, starting with the Queen's representative in Saskatchewan, Lieutenant Gov. Russ Marasty. Marasty has issued the following statement: "The world has lost a remarkable individual. Through a life devoted to duty, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II exemplified integrity, humility, inner strength and outward grace. She was a constant in a changing world. She respected tradition but embraced change. As head of the Commonwealth, she encouraged unity. As Queen of Canada, she remarked often on the service of our citizens, our commitment to multiculturalism and our potential to influence the world. Her Majesty was very fond of Canada and Canadians and thought of our country as her home away from home. She was committed to reconciliation and acknowledged the painful history that Indigenous peoples endured in residential schools in Canada, as well as the work that remains to heal and to continue to build an inclusive society. While we mourn her loss, we can also give thanks for her extraordinary contributions to Canada and the world." Premier Scott Moe has issued the following statement: "Like many of you, I was deeply saddened today to learn of the death of our Queen, the only monarch most of us have ever known, Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Her reign of over 70 years spanned an incredible period of history. She was Queen during the term of 12 Canadian Prime Ministers and 9 Saskatchewan Premiers. But even more enduring was the dedication, dignity and grace with which she served as Queen of Canada and the Commonwealth. Many of us have fond memories of Her Late Majesty's visits to our province, first as Princess Elizabeth in 1951 and then on 5 occasions as Queen, in 1959, 1973, 1978, 1987 and 2005. She visited many parts of our province, meeting with people from all walks of life, including continuing the special relationship between the Crown and Indigenous peoples. Today, we express both our condolences and our loyalty to the Crown and to our new monarch, His Majesty the King. I know he will carry on his responsibilities with the same honor, dignity and grace exemplified by his late mother every day of her 70-year reign." Flags at the legislature and at provincial buildings are already at half-mast in remembrance of the victims of the recent attacks at James Smith Cree Nation and Weldon. They will remain at half-mast until His Majesty's accession is proclaimed, where they will be raised and then lowered again until the day of Her Late Majesty's funeral service. Books of condolences will be available to be signed by the public during regular business hours at the Legislative Building and Government House in Regina. God bless Saskatchewan. God bless Canada. And God save the King. Carla Beck, leader of the opposition, issued this statement: "I was saddened to learn that Elizabeth II, Queen of Canada, passed away peacefully surrounded by close family. Today, we mark the loss of a revered monarch who presided over our province for nearly three quarters of a century. At just 21 years old," she said, "I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, will be dedicated to your service." She stood by that declaration. In the days ahead, we will come together as a province to celebrate her reign and selfless devotion to duty. She was a remarkable leader for our country and our Commonwealth, and she will be missed by all. Ralph Goodale, Canadian High Commissioner to the UK and a former MP for Regina Wascana, has issued this post on Twitter: "On behalf of all Canadians in the United Kingdom and with a heavy heart, I send my deepest condolences to the royal family following the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. She was an inspiration, her commitment to Canada unwavering. May she rest in everlasting peace." Today, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issued this statement on the passing of Queen Elizabeth II: "It is with the heaviest of hearts that we learned of the passing of Canada's longest reigning sovereign, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. For most Canadians, we have known no other sovereign. Queen Elizabeth II was a constant presence in our lives. Time and again, Her Majesty marked Canada's modern history. Over the course of 70 years and 23 royal tours, Queen Elizabeth II saw this country from coast to coast to coast and was there for our major, historical milestones. She would proclaim, 'It was good to be home,' when returning to her beloved Canada. She was indeed at home here, and Canadians never ceased to return her affection. Her Majesty vowed to devote her life to the service of the Commonwealth and its people. On behalf of all Canadians, I thank Queen Elizabeth II for honoring this vow and for a lifetime of service. Her Majesty's reign spanned so many decades, a period when we came into our own as a confident, diverse, and forward-looking country. It is her wisdom, compassion, and warmth that we will always remember and cherish. Today, a page has not only been turned, but a chapter in our shared history has drawn to a close. I know Her Majesty's service to Canada and Canadians will forever remain an important part of our country's history. The coming days will be a period of mourning for Canadians, as it will be for all Commonwealth citizens, ending with a National Day of Mourning, when a commemorative service will be held to mark the passing of our sovereign. On behalf of the Government of Canada, I express our heartfelt condolences to members of the royal family during this most difficult time.